What is up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fantrax audio commentary podcast coming to you from fanboysanonymous.com. I am Tony Mango, joined by Robert E. Felice.
Let's go.
And we are watching the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie, specifically the Morton Jankel cut, aka the extended edition or whatever other variation that you want to call it. It's the directors throwing in some extra footage. And what we were doing here, if you don't know what the Fantrax is all about, don't jump on this and go, this isn't the movie. No, we're not showing you the movie. That's why this is labeled a podcast. It even says it on the thumbnail and everything. So don't crucify me over this. We instead are providing a commentary podcast. This is essentially an audio commentary track that you can play as a watch along while watching this movie. And you'll be hearing our jokes. We'll be, you know, revisiting this movie because we have not, neither of us have watched the Morton Jankel cut. And it's been God knows how many years since I've seen the original version of this. When's the last time you watched this?
I'm going to be 30 in August, probably half my life ago, if not longer.
I mean, 1993, I remember seeing this in theaters. And I remember going I remember going to Friendly's afterward and having one of the little figures and playing with that. But I can't tell you the last time that I watched this movie. It probably was before 2005. I probably one day in like high school just like went on some streaming website and watched part of the movie. I might not even actually watched it a full time the second time around, like all the way through. I don't know, but we're going to do that now. This version is 2 hours and 5 minutes long, and it is specifically the not only just the Morton Jankel cut that we're, you know, mentioning, but the one that I have here is the one that you can find on archive.org, at least currently. This one is the DVD 1:1 version of it, because there's also the VHX 1:1A one. I don't know what that necessarily means, if there's just like different file combinations, like, you know, 2A or whatever. Ask my wife. She's the one that does the archive stuff. But the version that we're going to be watching is that. And the way that we do these Fantrax podcasts is that we will give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, we will be hitting the play button on our synced up version on Plex, which obviously you don't have that synced up correctly because you're not on the same account that we are on. But since you have access to the exact same copy of the movie with archive.org and the Wayback Machine and all, the Internet Archive, as long as that is up, you can download that, and then you can sync up your things with the time code that's going to be up on the screen. And now if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to the audio-only version, then you're just going to have to trust me that if you go 3, 2, 1, play, and you hit play, then it'll all sync up correctly. But if you do find yourself in some fashion needing to pause on YouTube, just double check the time code, come back later, sync it all correct back up, and then you're good to go. I will show you real quick just in case that, you know, 3, 2, 1, play. It's going to start moving the way that you can see it up on your screen right now. Obviously, I'm going to pause that, and we're going to revert this back around. And that's as simple as it is. So watch the movie along with us. Leave your thoughts in the comments below. Try to chime in with any responses to anything that we put out there, any jokes or anything. And get your popcorn ready. I'm good to go. What about you, Rob?
I'm very good to go. I have my handy dandy bottle of Pepsi. I'm sponsoring Pepsi. I basically have you running through my veins. I'm ready.
Somebody asked, is Pepsi okay? And you said it's more than okay.
It really is. Although that's a different podcast, so we can get into that later.
Well, I've got a bottle of water next to me. And
son of a bitch.
A smile on my face because I'm interested to rewatch this, and I think we're gonna have some fun. So as I said before, 3, 2, 1 play is what we're gonna do, and we're gonna get started right now in 3, 2, 1 play. So I remember some specific things about this movie, and I don't remember a huge amount of it, but this is very nostalgic, this Hollywood Pictures.
I know enough to know that, like, this is back in the day where they didn't give a fuck about properties.
Yeah.
Being honest, them.
I mean,
they're just like, we are making the property now. We are changing the meaning. I mean, look at this, but what is this? The Land of the Dinosaurs.
It's very much the type of movie that you would think somebody was told a very basic outline of what the Mario games are, and then they decided to ignore it and make their own interpretation. Like, if you put it into, like, an AI, kind of, and somebody just had said, like, all right, well, there's this plumber, he's got a mustache, his name's Mario, there's this other guy, he's Luigi, he wears green instead of the red, and there's, like, this dinosaur thing, and this princess, and that's about it. And somebody was like, all right, I'll figure something out.
And there's turtles, and there's, like, a lot of dinosaurs. Somebody's kid must have said to them, a lot of dinosaurs.
Yeah, they really liked the dinosaur stuff in this. Look at the special effects.
So, 93, for context, we are 2 years out from Super Mario World with, like, the debut of Yoshi, and Yoshi's probably super over. Mm-hmm. SparkleMoment.com. At that time, you know, like, Daisy's the princess in this one because the Game Boy was probably popular at the time, and Daisy's the princess. Oh, this is different.
Brooklyn, 20 years ago. No, I think this seems familiar. For that matter, too, for anybody who's wondering about the Morton Giant Cold Cut, we don't know what's added to this because we are not familiar enough.
It just seemed like I sent this to Tony for context well before they announced the Illumination Mario movie.
Yeah, this has been.
Hey, Tony, we need to watch this movie.
This has been something that's been on the to-do list for a long time. And now that they are going to have the new Mario movie coming out within a couple weeks or days, depending on whenever we publish this, we were like, well, we got to do this ahead of time. Even just like the film grain and all. Alan Silvestri does the music for this? Holy shit, I didn't know that. But even like the film grain for this and all, it's so 93. Like, you can tell that it's just coming out of the 80s. It's not quite at that level that, like, a Jurassic Park is going to be yet, you know? Because it's obviously the budget's not the same.
I think it's amazing that we are nearly 10 years out from the first video game, Super Mario Brothers video game, and this is the best they could do. Yeah. You see, nowadays, video game adaptations are like, no, you have all this source material, and you gotta take this shit seriously. They did not care in 1993. They said, hey, guess what? We've got Bob Hoskins.
Yeah. And for some reason, John Leguizamo plays his brother. And, like, again, like, okay, she's going through a tube. So I'm sure that they're sitting there going, hey, it's like, that's, you know, tubes like in the game.
Pipe. Yeah, like.
King Koopa.
Who made that decision?
Yeah, Dennis Hopper as like, like, he's like a military general. That's their idea of, well, you know what? Why don't we change up the big dinosaur monster and just make him a dude in a fucking military outfit?
The baby came out of an egg.
I will say, some of this is kind of coming across a little like I don't quite remember. Because I'm assuming that that's baby Daisy.
I thought Daisy too, but like, then I thought, this is couple of years before the Yoshi's Island, right? Where you have baby Mario.
Yeah.
So that can't be baby Mario.
No, no.
Okay, if you're making a Mario, who is Mario to you?
Like, casting wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's always been a real tough middle one.
Age? Is Mario like an athlete guy? Because, I mean, in the years since, Mario's been in every sports game known to man.
Yeah, that's true. I always pictured Mario to be in his 30s. We got Wike. Like, it's, I don't know what the age difference is between, that's old school. I don't know what the age difference is between these two, but it seems more like he should be father and son, right?
It's like, this is supposed to be a kid's hero. You choose Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
Like,
how old was Bob Hoskins during this?
I gotta believe mid-40s.
Let's see.
You're Mario. Is he from Brooklyn? Or is he like some weirdo, like, stereotypical Italian from the Mushroom Kingdom?
Wait, if I'm looking at this the right way, Bob Hoskins was 51 when they were doing this?
Really? That's you? See, how do you feel about that? Like, hiring a 51-year-old to play the hottest video game character going at the time.
That's crazy.
You couldn't find a young, I know this is well after Magnum PI, but like,
yeah,
Tom Selleck-esque, like, athlete, bodybuilder kind of guy.
Right.
Who made this move?
A 51-year-old. Oh, okay. So here's it's seeming like we got an added shot going on here.
Okay, so we still got the runtime, the code going. I guess that's definitely an added scene.
Yeah, I'm assuming at this point, anytime that we see the time code on the actual movie, it's probably the extended cut stuff. Did he just almost ball grab him?
He touched his tool belt and he says, "Hey, nobody touches my tools." I wonder why they cut this scene.
You know, kids these days are not really super into the idea of the warring plumbing business. It is interesting when you see things just like that quick insert. That they felt the need to cut away from his foot for a split second. Like, that'll clear the runtime. And Anthony Scapilli, I'm a fucking mobster, hey. So she's supposed to be like an NYU student? Married one of them.
I made this movie. Like,
I wonder if that dude's supposed to be a reference. All right, Scapelli's best character.
Like, what is wrong with you? Like, you got your standard 90s villains.
I It's funny that they're like, let's cast people that are supposed to look like dinosaurs. Mr. Video.
A lot of random, like, 5-second clips just cut from there.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, this is supposed to be, like, the director's cut, essentially. Why would they be like, well, we needed that extra shot, you know? Yeah, like, okay, that split second right then, that was just Samantha Morris's back. Or Samantha Mathis, not Morris. I probably laughed at that as a kid in theaters.
I mean, that was what it'd be now. What? That Three Stooges little bit.
Here's a scene you would never have these days. This is so bad. Special macaroni salad? Is that what that says? There's a little product placement there for the water bottle. Who, the one that could be my daughter? Since I'm 31 years older than she is.
What is this movie? Who is it?
It's so weird. Like, they made this. This is supposed to be a kid's movie, but they definitely made it for adults in mind.
The plumbers in mind. You want to get the back?
That's not at all. She wasn't complaining that she needed a car. She just said, I got a few problems.
We got a van. Yeah, I was stalking. I was going to...
Is that a not that I'm gay thing? We have candy in it.
For real, like.
And she was never heard from again. And music choices, too. I don't remember that.
I wonder if they're direct choices.
God, those awful seats. Look at that.
Whoa.
That was weird, yeah.
Oh, you're asking for a date? Like,
he's like, "Do you eat dinner tonight? Okay, Mario will pick you up. I'm setting you up."
Yeah, you was gonna let her go.
Why don't you suck my thumb, huh? You think that they recorded a couple takes of this where they're like, yeah, why don't you fuck off, pal?
I didn't expect him to say thumb, I'll say that.
Yeah. Oh god, what's the name of the Mario the girl in Mario Odyssey?
Odyssey, Pauline?
Pauline. I guess this is supposed to be Pauline?
Like the original Mario girl?
Maybe, because I mean that Peach isn't in the movie, so
that's weird. What is this movie?
Mario leveled up. I mean, Pauline's kind of... She gets a thumbs up. She can suck my thumb. What? My cousin, my daughter.
Sweet home Alabama.
Yeah. She's like, oh wow, we're both orphans. I'm so turned on. Like what?
Yeah, you know. You're not doing anything later.
If you're not doing anything later tonight, like me.
You want to do something stupid like me? I'm something.
Well, even casting this Pauline, I'm assuming she's Pauline. I'm just going to call her Pauline. Even just casting her the way she's coming out of that, they're like, this is supposed to be a kid's movie, and she's jiggling around, you know? You think that this is an escort that Mario hired? Since he's a single 51-year-old guy. Yeah, there's a Pepsi thing.
Hey, there you go. I'm being festive.
What's funny is, like, I can see them being like, you need to chop this up. Like, this is, we're 22 minutes in or whatever. I don't know how long we are. We're into the movie itself. About 18 minutes, and it's like, yeah, he hasn't thrown a fireball or anything, you know. The suspicious character behind them, look at that with the trench coat.
Do you think that the movie inspired the games to keep like Luigi and Daisy as kind of like a pair?
Mm-hmm. Why is like, all right, fundamentally, look. It's firmly established. This movie is botched in so many different ways. But the person that is controlling the costumes, how are you fundamentally taking Luigi and putting him in a red sweatshirt? Why isn't he at least wearing a green hoodie? Luigi,
this reads like it was played from the perspective of a child who just insisted on being Luigi every time. Because, like, Luigi is the main character here.
Hey, we're getting spicy.
I mean, that meatball is spicy.
Whatever. Wait, you don't want a night, princess? You want a nightcap?
So they cut the kids. It's a kids movie. Right?
Maybe this character gets murdered. they come in, they just have like a Ruger.
Don't murder the princess.
Oh, they blast her away.
Oh my god. What is this movie? Like,
he won. They got to the gate.
No, that's what you think.
Yeah, the mobster was looking for all the dinosaur fossils. Come on, Luigi.
Hey. You don't know.
They're just leaving all these out, too. He's like, hey, puzzle my thumb. You can suck that. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. Like, there it is.
What were you saying about this written by a 12-year-old or something? This will teach you to never mess with Scapelli.
You don't mess with Scapelli. And fuck you and fuck him.
Yeah, I don't have any of my fucking tools.
Get the vacuum, Luigi.
We're going to get the scene where he's fucking Mario's taking a shower or something. What the hell?
What?
You didn't have any tools in the van that he could have grabbed or something.
Where is the... I do forget, but at some point they are in the actual appropriate gear, aren't they? Even if it's only for a very short amount of time.
I don't think that they actually get into like the overall and stuff. I think that they mostly just get into like red and green jumpsuit type things. When they get to his, like, rocket boots or whatever. He's gonna kill you.
I'm gonna kill you. I sense her. I definitely know it's her.
Are they really just not even doing anything but screwing on, like, a lug nut?
Somebody played the original Mario Bros. Game. The one where you're just in the...
The Donkey Kong?
Mario and Luigi in the pipe.
Bunk.
Oh shit. Did they
really cut out like the actual hit? Did they have like a problem where they were like, oh, you know, we don't want to show them.
Fucking take a flashlight to their brother's head.
How do you know? Well, I'm 51 years old, like- Luigi.
I hope Scapelli is referenced in the new movie.
That would be great. See, that's the type of thing that you would get in the Mario blueprint. Check out the blueprint project, everybody. Check out my Batman epic. Maybe I'll do a Mario thing in the future. I don't know. Oh, God.
That's all.
I loved that light.
That's all poo-poo water. All of it.
He's like, oh, I've been smelling that shit water my whole life. He definitely did not say that line of watch it. That ADR was not anywhere close to it.
Whoa, what the fuck? Oh. Oh, she's doing the dinosaur morph. Wait, is the crystal the key?
You think that at this time they were like, hey, we don't know too much about the script, but at least we've got these bitchin' visual effects. Did you see that? Yeah, did you? No. The visual effects are so bad. Dude,
that was awesome. Did you see those visual effects? He like disappeared in the wall.
You can reach it from there. Come on.
Come on, say here we go. Say here we go while you do it.
Let's go.
It's actually not a thing yet. In 1993, but you know, it should be. Oh my god.
He definitely didn't fall that way.
Where's the warp pipe? Like. Holy shit. That was a hard cut.
Yeah, that was. You're even more mad than Luigi?
It's not, like, it's not even remotely who Mario is.
Right.
Like...
And, like... How the hell, when they were making this movie, did they sit there and think to themselves, you know, well, what kind of aesthetic are we looking for? Are we going to make like a cartoon? Are we going to do like something that's really bright and colorful? Like, we're not that far off from Batman and Robin, you know? Batman and Robin came out in what, 96, I think?
97.
97? So we're only a few years away from that.
2 years away from Batman Forever.
Yeah, I mean, Batman Forever has got the, you know, all the nightclub glowing stuff.
Boiling acid.
Yeah. But like, somebody making this movie was like, when I think Mario, I think fucking Blade Runner. No, I live in Manhattan now. I can tell you. This totally is Manhattan. This looks like this looks like part of it. Like, do not tailgate in the back of the car.
Whoa.
This is all throughout the movie too, isn't it? All this shit.
Well, yeah, it's fungus.
Now those are smaller than some of the rats that are around Manhattan. What the hell was that character? What the fuck was that? I can understand why they cut this, because what this, I mean, like something like this, okay, maybe it's like a dinosaur person, sure, but what the fuck was the guy that's, what, he's back again, what the hell is this guy doing? I was a teenage mammal, XXX.
Okay.
Somebody totally got off on being like, I'm throwing in these references for this kid's movie and all.
What? Somebody really got off on the dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
And who is she supposed to be?
Yeah, I don't remember anything like Bowser having some kind of, you know, wife or something. What's up with her corset? Look at that. But like, let's give her some boob armor. I do like, at the very least, I mean, like, if you're going to fuck around with the idea of, like, we need to make all these characters humans, we need to do this, we need to do that, I do at least like Dennis Hopper's hair.
Yes.
That's a good touch.
So did Daisy's mom bang a Koopa? What happened here?
I don't think that they end up saying that he's like her father or anything, right? I don't remember if that's
like, might be. That's where I would be going.
Dude with the boombox.
The Mario movie. That's amazing, by the way.
Would you eat this?
Yeah.
I'd give it a shot.
No hesitation either.
I like her.
Did she call him a motherfucker?
You suckers. Boys. This 51-year-old. What the hell is this? That's not money. Coupons. Oh, this is Big Bertha, right? Based off of the big fish in the games.
I'm pretty sure. Oh shit. Oh my god. Wait a minute. What is happening?
You don't remember this from the games?
No, I don't actually. Shit, it's the 90s. That's gotta be the most, oh shit, it's the 90s thing you've seen in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember thinking that those were pretty badass, though, when I was a kid. I was like, I kind of want them. That's this thwomp in the background. Of course, you gotta have a cleavage shot like that. Doesn't he, like, kind of like her at some point? He motorboats her, right?
I don't remember.
This is a Toad, isn't it?
Yeah. Hair-wise, I thought it was Donkey Kong.
And who decided that they're like, how do we incorporate Toad? I don't know. We'll have him be this dude playing a guitar on the street. That gate does not close. I remember being so confused about these Goombas because, I mean, obviously Goombas are not at all these little mushroom things.
Her name is Daniela, so we're
Daniela. Not even
remotely. I love that that's like a bit to them. Like, No, we're from Brooklyn.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, dear.
Wait, is that a dog?
Yeah.
They just had a normal dog. People are like dinosaur human beings.
Hey, shut up.
That was a deleted shot, wasn't it? Is this like a hooker behind him? Like, what is this woman doing?
What's happening?
Look at them, a couple of Mario brothers.
Mario, that guy had a fucking, just a nice heel on his neck, you know?
And you're like spraying their dicks now? Weird fever dream type stuff when they were making this. How much do you think the budget went towards Coke?
Well, clearly none. There was a giant Pepsi sign in the back of it. This is not a good movie.
No, this totally is not. Nothing makes fucking sense here. This is not in the slightest bit a Mario movie. Like, this has more in line with RoboCop than it does Mario.
Speaking of RoboCop.
Yes. In typical fashion, the harmonica. Oh, everybody just knows that here.
What?
Yeah, what was that shot supposed to be about?
I have no idea.
That's no wonder why they cut that then. Somebody watching this movie is like, what is this? And they go, it's just a fucking shot. We'll cut it. And they have tissues. We don't shake hands here unless we shake hands.
I'm not gonna lie, that looks very Trumpian to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Because he's a dinosaur. It goes straight to the eye gouge, jeez. What is this fascination that they have with, like, he needs to keep his hands clean?
He's got small hands like Trump. He's very Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing some of the mannerisms here for sure. Yeah, I wonder. Like, I mean, at this point, Trump was this? What was that shot? Trump was a thing around this time. I mean, Home Alone 2, he pops up, you know, he's a well-known person.
And he's a New Yorker, too.
I wonder if he's inspired a little bit by that.
Sorry?
They still have that phrase?
Excuse me?
Just makes him have a smaller brain. If they've got a de-evolution process, wouldn't they have an evolution gun or something too? So I looked up, I'm just trying to see if that could be potentially the case. And somebody else had tweeted in 2020, was Dennis Hopper's performance as King Koopa influenced by Donald Trump? Need to revisit to find that out. And another person responds, I feel like you could write that in the IMDb trivia section of the flick and nobody would question it.
Go Goomba.
Oh, that's right. They give him the harmonica. I completely forgot about that. Sit down. They gotta de-evolve this dude too. I know that this dude's been in a million things. The one who just is turning the dials.
Wait. Did they take out this guy's de-evolution?
Yeah, just because he's got a cold.
Well, what kind of intervention is that? I don't sneeze, pal.
Wait, what? He turned him into goop? Wait. So they cut that out, and then in the original cut of this movie, he just slips on some random shit that's on the ground?
Maybe the idea is that that was Toad's goo?
Huh. The music choices in this too. It's just like, let's be a little goofy.
What are they staring at? Ooh.
Oh no, I've been partially devolved.
That would explain why Bowser is like a, you know, he walks on two legs.
I remember loving this little Ba-Bomb.
Were Bob Ombs a thing? When did Bob Ombs become a thing?
Hmm?
Were Bob Ombs always a thing?
Yeah. Not in the first game. They,
Lucky blow up things.
I think that they might maybe pop Mario up 3? In Mario 3. Yeah, maybe Mario 2, actually. Always really liked Bob Omb, though. It's a cute little character. Yeah, Mario 2 is when they first pop up.
But I know they're not in Mario 1.
Yeah. A lot of things, actually, it's funny enough, like, Mario 2 ends up having so much of the iconic stuff, like Shy Guy and...
Even though it's not a Mario game?
Right. Doki Doki Panic. So it's like, they there
you
owe...
There's your obligatory, you have to mention Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah, at some point in here.
Mario thing.
Yeah. I'm not entertained, though. It's like, it's not a good Mario movie, but I'm not... I'm not bored. Like,
well, it's just batshit insane. That's the thing about this.
I miss movies like that. I miss like crazy movies. Like,
oh, and this is also during the time frame where they thought that that could be a thing. Oh, I'm sitting on my butt playing video games, which means I can hack into a car. They're like, I need a fun romp theme. It is crazy, though, looking at... Oh, everything's written in English, too. It's weird that, like, so much production design and money and everything for the, like, to create, like, these cars. Somebody was sitting there going, like, how about they have like this weird, you know, kind of like a bumper car thing that they can attach to the top, and how they all have these grates on the side of them instead of doors.
Like, it's very cyberpunky.
Yeah, like it's like a Blade Runner type thing.
The new movie is going to be so much better.
Oh, easily. Just for the fact that it's going to be an actual Mario movie.
Animation is so much better, guys. I keep telling you.
And that's the better route to go. Like, I think if they were to make a lot of different video games, you could do a live action version. Like, you've seen Detective Pikachu, right?
Yeah.
That was actually solid. And Sonic worked. But Mario's got too much, like... Are you going to try to realistically do the blocks, you know? How are you going to realistically have these little mushroom people running around? You got to make a cartoon. You mean to tell me that this is not like RoboCop? Come on. Now this guy's back. And now he's dead.
Oh my god.
Nah, he'll end up. Even something like this, all right, now like we've seen a couple previews for the new Mario movie. They very clearly were like, how about we have a race scene, so let's do the Mario Kart stuff. I don't think Mario Kart had come out around this time yet, right? Mario Kart first came out...
91, 92?
Let's see. Super Mario Kart is 92. So, that's fresh in the system... For this movie, you would think that they would include a go-kart.
I wonder if they tried to squeeze like Donkey in there and stuff like that.
There might be like a little reference. Maybe there's like a barrel in the background or something.
There's a whole... None of this movie makes sense, you know that, right? Like, this is just a... Yeah. It's a pieced together mess.
Yeah, fuck you, you 51-year-old Baba.
And everything's Koopa Hari, Koopa Boulevard, Koopa whatever. It is funny that they keep with the song, they keep doing the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They're just like, I don't know, throw some Italian shit in there. This is like a shot out of Mortal Kombat or something. Awful.
Do you hear that though? It's going meow. Meow.
Why is this their idea of what fungus is too?
It's asbestos.
It seems more like mozzarella cheese.
It's athlete's foot. It's giant athlete's foot. That's what it is.
Maybe some tough actin, tin actin or something.
Oh my god, it's Blofeld.
Welcome to hell, Blofeld. Like some kind of Nuru massage or something. If anybody gets that reference,
I am a fan.
If you're laughing at the joke, you're a messed up person just like us.
I thought we weren't watching the porn.
I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Look at what we got on the screen right now.
God, they're about to fuck. What are you doing?
This dude on the right, doesn't he kind of look like he should be the third brother with the Knight at the Roxbury?
Yes.
What is love, Koopa? Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. No more.
What?
Is she getting turned on?
I think so. I think he is, too.
Okay.
You know what I love about mud?
Clean, dirty at the same time.
Collection of escorts. With just a couple of Brooklyn chicks.
Oh my God, Daisy, I'm so happy to see ya.
Hey. You're driving me up a wall here. I seen a bunch of stuff here. You know what I saw the other day? Let's see if this passes the Bechdel test. We got room for all the women here. So far, they're passing the Bechdel test.
Who was her mother?
The one that was running in the opening of the movie.
Wait, is she the mother?
No.
Well, no, because we saw the mother get
pushed,
didn't we? How come we never got a Daniela game character?
Yeah, right? Well, probably because she should be Pauline. I mean, she should be Peach. Right? Like,
maybe.
It's kind of weird that they did the whole thing where.
Well, because her name wasn't Peach yet, was it?
It was Princess Toadstool. I think, right?
Yeah, because like she's not Peach until 96.
But I think that she was still separate from Daisy. But even if they wouldn't have had it separate, they still just made Luigi the love interest, which is weird.
What happened?
Wonder if they actually did the math for that. Why didn't you do this before? You have a machine that can make your minions more capable, and you didn't do it?
Well, where's the fun in that?
Why do they have to talk like that, too? I do like the attention to detail with the suit. It's very scaly. That's good. Now, why are they giving her a dress? What's up with the Twitch?
She's a lizard.
And symbolism for what?
She's a lizard, so she's, you know, shedding.
Like, look, I mean, obviously, we're adults. We're watching this movie like this, but they're making this movie for kids, and they're like, let's make sure that this character, whoever this woman is, every scene that she's been in, she's been either wearing, like, a corset with, like, armored boobs, or she's in, you know, the high cleavage type thing like that. It's like, who is, like, you know what kids want in one of these movies? We need to have Koopa's wife have a big rack. Is it just literally to be like, oh, you know, the parents that are going to go see this movie, the dads in the crowd are going to want to ogle that woman's rack? Perfect spot for our Donkey Kong thing, but okay. They probably loved that line. How about he says the wrong side of the nest instead of the bed? Because, you know. Yeah. Such a weird interpretation of Yoshi, too. It's cute, though.
Not what I would have done, but I wouldn't have done anything in this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
At least now we're getting a proper movie.
You're going to call it a proper movie?
I'm calling it a proper movie for now. It could suck. It won't be the worst. It won't be worse than this.
It is funny how even in like there's both this movie and in Street Fighter, they felt the need to have a scene where it's like a woman wearing a not like seductive outfit, but like kind of a more negligee type thing. Yeah. Being offered like a drink from this megalomaniac. Because you remember that part in Street Fighter where M. Bison is talking to Chun-Li?
Oh, that's... Oh, this is really creepy.
Yep. What were you saying about... Okay. The inspiration of who he's playing.
This is very Trumpian.
Bad acting. Hey, I'm Toad. Also, that's very stereotypical of the time that they used to do these with these movies. He has absolutely no connection to her. He does not care about her. He wants that meteorite chunk. Why is he suddenly like, hey, by the way, let me be all...
No, he's been fantasizing about the princess for a while. Even when he was in the mud bath.
Yeah. Like, you know what I like about mud?
The princess.
That's a bad joke.
That's good. We need more. We need more of that. That was good.
I don't like that.
Bro. Oh, come on.
That's a very kick the dog moment. And now we're on Diamonds Are Forever again. With these little fucking moon buggies.
They're not as good as Winton.
Yeah, they basically are Mr. Winton, Mr. Kid.
They're not as good.
We've gone through this whole movie and Luigi has not worn green once, I don't think. There's a lot of just quick, like, how can we trim 3 seconds from this? Obviously, that adds up, but it's like, it can't add up that fucking much. Huh? WrestleMania.
What was your WrestleMania reference? Aside from the fact that we're watching.
We're watching this on the road to WrestleMania. It's coming up in, I mean, like I said, it's the 22nd of March when we're recording this.
Will release 3 days after WrestleMania 39. 30 years ago, by the way. That's another reason we're watching it this year.
Oh, this is the 30th anniversary. That's right.
30 years ago, yeah.
You didn't even come anywhere close to this fuck. Come on. You didn't come
anywhere close to him.
Not in the slightest bit. Why was that shot the only one that was in like HD? You were asking me earlier, what would you imagine Mario being? What was your answer?
I think, like, if I had to live action cast him today, he would be because he has to be somebody who is both like dad bod, right? Like.
Yeah, he can't be, like, jacked. He's not, like, a Chris Hemsworth or something, right?
But he's also, like, he's not a Moynihan. I don't know. Because I would definitely make an animated movie.
And obviously, animated, you could do anything. Was she corpulent? Very corpulent? So I'm looking at a fan cast thing on mycast.io. Great website. Somebody's got Tony Dalton down for Mario, who was in the Hawkeye TV show. And their second choice is Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, Pedro Pascal, maybe.
I could see Pedro.
This person has, for Donkey Kong, Jason Momoa.
Okay, that'd be interesting.
They've got, for Pauline, Mandy Moore. Bobcat Goldthwait as Toad. That's funny.
I think if I was casting, I would make a strong pitch for The Rock as Donkey Kong.
I could see that.
If I'm doing just like a voiceover.
What else does this person have? They've got Jordan Peele as Waluigi.
That's funny.
Colin Mockery as Cranky Kong. Keaton Thompson as Funky Kong.
Yeah, I could see it.
Jack McBrayer as Luigi. This guy looks familiar. Oh, he's in 30 Rock. They've got Andy Samberg as another Luigi option. Emma Watson for Peach.
What up? How old's Blake Lively?
Probably around 40.
Yeah, if you had to, it's weird because if we were casting like a 20-year-old, I'd be like, maybe a Sabrina Carpenter. If we're casting like, I could see a Blake Lively or
Anna Kendrick, Anna maybe. Anna Faris, that makes sense.
Who would be Wario?
This is politics in these days.
Jonah Hill is Wario.
And this too, like, why would you have them in yellow and red? What the hell? Oh, I remember this scene. Oh, we got a snap, the power. One of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
This was not only in this, but this was in the Power Rangers movie too. Should have bring your tags back. Coupons. Look at that the background cast. Look at that. What the hell? I got the power. Look at the tail on her.
I'm going to tell you if you said that line.
What song is this? I can't wrap my mind around the idea that when they're making this movie that they weren't trying to make it like a Blade Runner type thing. They've got spiked tits on Big Bird for the fish. In all my 51 years, I've never dealt with a girl like this. Think she likes mud? Eye contact, man. You're not supposed to look down. Yep, okay. I was like, I'm pretty sure he does that at some point. I just, the test audiences for this had to be so fucking confused. And then they were like, well, we're not going to change anything. Yeah, poor girl. What is this? Why are they rapping? This is very Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 ninja rap, right? Got to throw this in there too, right? Good song though. Who do you think's playing the Goombas? Are they like football players or something?
I don't know.
Because these dudes are pretty damn tall. I guess basketball players would make more sense than football players.
You think that somebody got like, they were just sort of tossed to this project and they were just like, all right, I got to do this fucking Mario movie. And then it's 90s. Like, I'm just going to do some sort of retro wave. It doesn't matter. The kids will watch it anyway because we'll slap the name Mario on it.
Oh, I mean, the production side of things, they definitely were just like, it's going to say Super Mario Brothers. That's all that matters.
Like, why is this girl here? Who is she, really?
Like, she's based off of the big fish in the game. But their idea of interpreting it as this type of a character is very strange. That's not a very good video game sound effect on that.
That was the they got hit sound.
I'm browsing the trivia of this right now. During a chase scene, Bob Hoskins broke his finger when the van's door slammed on his hand. For the rest of the film, he's wearing a cast that was painted pink to look like his hand.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to try to pay attention to that now. Well, now they're wearing gloves. It took 9 puppeteers to operate the Yoshi puppet.
Even though it wasn't a real dinosaur?
Yeah. To where it's impossible. In a 2011 interview with The Guardian, Bob Hoskins described the film's production as, "It was a fucking nightmare. The whole experience was a nightmare. It had a husband and wife team directing whose arrogance had been mistaken for talent. After so many weeks, their own agent told them to get off the set. Fucking nightmare. Fucking idiots."
Oh, it's the other king.
I'm sorry, Koopa. The king is in another castle.
This is such a weird premise for a movie.
Mm-hmm. I refuse to think that the people writing and working on this movie, whether it's the producers, whether it's the directors, whether it's the writers, combination of all them, there were definitely drugs involved.
Maybe there weren't. Maybe that's the problem.
What's that?
Maybe there weren't, and maybe that's the problem. Because there should have been some drugs. What is with these wild lions? Like these.
They have pizza here?
Bro, what?
That's not even like. That's a line that's definitely written by somebody who's like, hey, you know, why don't we have some humor in here? Like, maybe they got pizza and there's like worms on it and stuff, but it's still spicy. How about that?
Hold the mammal.
Dennis Hopper explained why he did the film. Quote, "I made a picture called Super Mario Brothers, and my 6-year-old son at the time said, 'Dad, I think you're probably a pretty good actor, but why did you play that terrible guy King Koopa in Super Mario Bros?' And I said, 'Well, Henry, I did that so you could have shoes.' And he said, 'Dad, I don't need shoes that badly.'" That's great.
That's a good line.
Bob Hoskins hated working on the film so much he would frequently get drunk.
See, there you go.
So he's probably drunk doing a lot of these scenes. Drunk and with a broken hand.
So Mario is aware of their brain. But Luigi Mario is not aware of
There's the closest you can get to having them in that stuff, which, like, this I don't find bad. They were like, let's try to do something where they have, like, a superhero kind of outfit, but it's still weird, you know?
Like, that's not even what Goombas are.
Yeah, like, they're definitely, like, reptilian dinosaur things, but why did they take the idea of the mushrooms and go, eh, I think that maybe it's, like, giant crocodile people?
Because they probably looked at Bowser, and they were like, he's a giant lizard man.
They let's must have, all just be giant lizard people. Let's have his underlings be the same, and then let's just call them Goombas because they're Italian.
I imagine that's why they're called Goombas.
So, out of these other video games that are, you know, I mean, we've gotten Sonic, we've gotten Detective Pikachu and all. Are there any video games that you think they actually could adapt into a movie? Like a live-action version that could do well?
Well, Zelda.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Zelda would do well.
I always thought that Mega Man could work.
Mega Man could work. Especially in the day of, like, the cyberpunk genre. Maybe F-Zero? Yeah, the racing game?
Not familiar with it. I mean, I've heard it before, but I don't really know anything about it. I remember liking this as a kid. I remember thinking that this was funny.
A lot of the more modern ones, like the God of War, you know, anything based on like a real human.
Kind of like how the Last of Us TV show is good.
Yeah. Anything based on real people.
Because I would imagine that it would be practically impossible to do like a Kirby movie. Kirby doesn't even talk.
Yeah, they did Scooby-Doo pretty well in 2002. They could do that.
Like, I'm assuming with this new movie that's going to be coming out that they're probably considering doing a Donkey Kong spinoff. And maybe they'll even tease it or something. I don't know, but
I think we're getting a whole Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
Could be.
Even though they better hurry up because cinematic universes are dying.
One version of the script contained a cameo for Bruce Willis where he tunneled through the air ducts of King Koopa's castle to spoof his role in Die Hard.
I would enjoy that.
You know, these kids love Die Hard references.
Are they going to do things?
I swear, somebody, the production design people on this, they got off on making this character be like, okay, well, let's make sure that her cleavage is showing and she's got this kind of a dress and all. Doesn't Yoshi get stabbed or something?
Oh, good Yoshi. Oh, shit.
Yeah, there you go. I remember him getting stabbed.
Yoshi, no. Why would they do that to Yoshi?
So that way the kids can wake up in the crowd and be like, you know, Mom, what happened to Yoshi?
Hey, look, it's Bruce Willis going to the air.
The de-evolution guns that we're going to get later on are the the Super Scope from Super Nintendo. Oh, nice. Just nice. Repainted.
I like that. That's a fun thing.
Michael Keaton was approached to play Koopa.
That would have been good.
According to John Leguizamo, the filmmakers hired actual strippers for that nightclub scene. So that's why.
Yes.
That's why they look like that then. Okay.
Yes. You know what's funny? You know what this movie probably sucks? There's probably a feeling of like, oh, we're above this. This is beneath us.
Yeah. I mean, they used to do that with comic book movies too. Like, some superhero thing, they would be like, well, we'll just make it like, we'll do like comic book panels of things. And I mean, look at the way that they used to do the costumes, for instance. It was like, well, we can't make them. Jesus Christ, I forgot that he gets like, fucking caught on fire. What the hell?
Holy shit.
It's kind of horrifying. Jesus.
Dude, still, where's he? He's on fire.
I hope he's all right. You want to stay there and continue to do that? This is very much a trope from around this time frame too. The idea of like the two bumbling crooks that work with the evil villain, like the henchmen turn good, you know?
Yeah.
Cause like everybody's gotta be like a Harry and Marv, except obviously they didn't turn dead. Like, I remember thinking that this was gross as shit.
What?
Dad, come here for a hug.
Bro, this is weird.
Never would have imagined casting John Leguizamo as Luigi, you know?
But now I think he definitely deserves a cameo in the movie.
And how does this make any sense?
Really?
Why the fuck would you tell him that?
Yes. Hold on to the fungus. New Yorker.
You probably, I'd high five you, but you'd be an only child. Are you sure it's not just, you know, then your dad would die since I'm clearly your dad? Apparently the set that they used here for the Dino Hatton thing was also the set, it was like the same factory that they used for the Foot Clan hideout in the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, there's some crossover there. No.
No blood.
It'd be funny if one of the cutscenes is just like a just Blood's wish.
Yeah. Devo 4. Yoshi is smart enough to be like, how about you use that gun to control the computer? Guess who else turned down the role of Koopa?
I'm walking.
I haven't seen his name on here, but there is a big name that they offered it to.
Like big. 1983 big Schwarzenegger?
Yep.
For real?
Arnold Schwarzenegger as King Koopa. We almost got that. That would have been great. Yeah, it's Mario.
It's the icing.
Yeah, I'm Koopa.
You're going to be extinct. Get to the hopper.
Cast Dennis Hopper. If it, at the very least, if it would have been great for Schwarzenegger to do his own commentary tracks, if you've ever listened to any of his commentaries, they are amazing. I would do a commentary, a fan tracks of the commentary of his things, because he'll like, he talks throughout the movie and he'll be like, oh, this is the scene where I do this. Like, you know, this is the scene where I killed the guy. Ah. He's awesome. I love Schwarzenegger. Apparently, Danny DeVito was offered the part of Mario. That makes sense.
Obviously. He should have gotten the role.
But I want you to meet my dad.
It's okay, Luigi. I fall for weird girls, too. Oh, God.
Oh, damn. Not only did Hoskins break his hand, John Leguizamo broke his leg.
My God, what a weird movie.
Yeah.
Trump. I can't unsee it.
Weird ass lines like that. It's creepy.
A weird, like, Dr. Evil voice.
Yeah, kind of.
Fire the lane. I gotta tell you, like, I'm having a good time. This movie sucks.
Yeah, at some point, she's just like, oh, you're like, you're a horrible tyrant. And he goes, right. This one thing on the trivia. Barry Morrow wrote a draft of the screenplay, but producers felt his draft was a little too much like his previous film. Guess what previous film?
Okay, so we're in 93. Is it RoboCop?
Nope. It's not even close to any of the things we've been saying, like Blade Runner and all, and it's nowhere near close anything that you would be like, oh, let's hire that guy to write a Mario thing.
What is it?
Rain Man.
What? Oh my God. What did that movie look like?
The Rain Man-esque Mario movie was almost made as well. We could have gotten maybe Dustin Hoffman as Mario and Tom Cruise as Luigi.
What about Big Bertha?
Yeah. What a dumb bitch. Kevin Costner was offered the role of Koopa too. Could not imagine that. Imagine they're filming this movie and they're like, oh, I gotta remember my lines. Get the Goomba mattress.
Why are all these jokes?
They're really into the Brooklyn jokes. Except for her, she's from Queens. This was one of the films considered for best visual effects at the 66th Academy Awards. It almost got nominated for that, really?
You ever see did you see the way they warped?
Yeah. Oh god, apparently another person that they offered the role of Mario to was Cheech Marin.
Well, what do they want to do with this movie? I don't think they knew the target audience.
I don't think they knew almost anything. This. Ah, good sound effect. ROCK in the USA. We're an hour and 38 minutes into this movie.
We did nothing.
And they're finally like, hey, how about we have like an action thing or something?
And we gotta do a warp pipe thing, because, you know,
you have but to do a warp pipe. Let's have it on a Goomba mattress. They were all able to catch up to them pretty quickly. But, you know, I'll say that, but at the same time, I remember thinking that this was, like, a cool scene as a kid.
Oh, good. They cut off more. Me and the Brooklyn gals, you know?
Well, and the one from Queens.
She's all right.
Oh, this says apparently none of the enemies in the film ever refer to him as Mario or as Luigi. They only call them plumbers, mammals, monkeys, etc.
That's weird.
Great visual effects here. Ah, we got the blue screen.
Oh, shit.
Wow, they chopped this one to pieces. Look at all this extra footage. David L. Snyder said of Dino Hatton, we've designed this film with the idea of looking at New York while on some mind-altering drugs.
There it
yeah,
is.
No shit, dude. Oh, the little fucking Bullet Bill, too. like, there are a couple things that they do in this movie that I can understand why they did it. Obviously, instead of making Bowser, which they don't even call him Bowser at all, but instead of making Bowser a big dinosaur that's shooting fireballs from his mouth, you make him a human that has a flamethrower. Okay. You're trying, you know?
Not hard enough.
Not hard enough, but they're like that. I can excuse that. But when you start getting into stuff, like, okay, let's have like a strip club scene. It's like, what are you doing here?
Well, what else would kids want to see? Oh shit! What was the point of that?
Couple other people that they offered the role of Koopa: Tim Curry,
I could see it.
Sylvester Stallone, and Sean Connery.
No,
he almost got James Bond as Bowser.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she's gonna die. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she gets electrocuted. I forgot about that.
Weird Bride of Frankenstein vibes. What are they going for with her? Like, who is she based on? What are they looking to do?
It'd be great if he just handed it over. Give it to me. Okay, here you go. Couple other people considered for the role of Luigi. Jeez. Some of these names: Roberto Benigni, Kevin Kline, Christian Slater, John Turturro, Matthew Broderick, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, I could do it.
And Keanu Reeves. Whoa. This
movie would be a 5-star movie if it was.
And yeah, there are so many parallel universes that where we have like Sylvester Stallone and Keanu Reeves and
I want like
Danny DeVito.
Keanu Reeves and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Or maybe even like DeVito, Keanu, and Bond. Just to have Bond.
Jim Belushi, Nicolas Cage, Michael Keaton, Bruno Kirby, Kevin Kline, Joe Mantegna. Joe Mantegna for Mario. Whoa. That's interesting.
Who was that?
Joe Mantegna. The guy who plays this voices Fat Tony.
Nice. That would have been really good.
That shot. Just come and get it, lizard breath.
It's really interesting the way they decided to go with this movie. Like, Mario's the hero, but he's not
the main character, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's not getting the girl.
I love this little bob-omb. How does he light this? I don't remember. Oh, wait, he doesn't. Yeah, that's right. It's a little wind up. I like the little kind of thing.
It's not walking fast enough. You're screwed.
Right, yeah. Why wouldn't you throw it? You know?
It's a bomb, like. No, don't fall for this, please.
At this point, since they've been busy doing all this, Scapelli has just probably ruined the whole archaeological dig site.
Well, you know, it could be a weird thing where it's like, you know, 2 days there equals like 2 minutes.
Yeah, time warp bullshit. Wow. Okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
The visual effects there. They're like, oh, okay, you just pretend that they're we're gonna add this effect later on. Trust me, it's gonna look bitchin'. And he's just like, oh. Performance issues.
Wow, a lot of enthusiasm there.
Did Thanos snap? The end.
I'm gonna drill it.
They took it a little too literally, too, to be like, how about we make sure that the plumbing is a major part of this?
Yeah.
The man returns. Scapelli's awesome. Oh, this does not age well. Oh, shit. That was not a good shot.
Shit. I didn't expect to see the Twin Towers.
Did yeah. That yeah, that was...
Oh shit. They turned Scapelli into a monkey.
Everybody's just like, oh, ha ha ha, that guy's turned into a fucking monkey. Is this not horrifying to you? Yeah, so that's the Super Nintendo scope. Awful. He just throws a fucking mushroom at him. Yeah, that trend of the there goes the Twin Towers again. The trend of the whole like blue sky beam in a lot of things.
I don't know how I feel about the Twin Towers. Like, obviously 8 years before, but like it's crazy to think of that.
Now you know what's even crazier. When you just said 8 years before, I'm like, that's it? It was only 8 years after this?
Yeah.
It seems like such a lifetime.
Well, we always talk about how like time moved a lot quicker and like a lot more was changed at that point.
It really does.
It wasn't until COVID that we had a real like life-changing experience.
Bob-omb's able to climb up the wall. Good music for it.
Really, you couldn't put in the
I like you guys now.
Oh my God.
That's so Trumpy. That's Koopa flew the Troopa.
Wouldn't it be Koopa flew the Koopa?
Should have said in a while, crocodile. The dinosaur effects of this compared to Jurassic Park.
Hey, listen. One of those movies was real.
Now I don't know who to vote for.
You know who to vote for.
I could only vote for King Koopa before. Yeah, I can understand why they cut that. Hey, remember the pizza gag? Nice.
There we go. Fuck, you guys with the whole movie with it?
They're like, people are gonna pop for it like crazy. This is our Avengers Assemble.
The amount of times we've transitioned into like director's cut footage?
Quite a bit, yeah. They're already painting it over.
At this point, the entire movie theater is just kids going, did it, did
it. They're marking out like crazy. What's their new job going to be? Is it supposed to be like for the sequel? Hey, we're friends now. They cut this too? They cut out the kiss?
Oddly enough, Tony, you could show strippers, but you couldn't show kisses.
Yeah, it's weird. Who plays the king? Let's see. Is that Lance Hendrickson?
They won the game. Do, 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 do.
Hey, how's about it? Go, check out Pauline there.
Her name's Daniela.
Daniela's her last name.
Pauline Daniela. Pauline
Daniela. That's what I'm going with. I'm part mushroom. No. No, I don't. So they kept that kiss in there then. Listen, kid, when you've been on this earth for another 30 years like I can't believe they have a 51-year-old guy playing his older brother when Luigi's clearly supposed to be in his 20s.
Mario's an interesting guy because, like, he's clearly got the build of an older man, but there's no way he's supposed to be that old.
They're like, hey, character that we didn't really meet. Oh, her impression's still on there. Great. Goodbye. Fucking Lurch in the background there. I'm gonna eat some pasta.
You bring a Mets hat. Donald Trump.
Oh, the Super Mario Brothers, huh?
What was that?
What an awful, awful movie. You led
this movie on a cliffhanger?
Well, they were probably thinking that they were going to get a sequel. And really, the first thing that comes up after the credits is about a song. Mario, Mario, Luigi, Mario.
Fuck this movie.
Dana Kaminsky.
No, I'm not done. Fuck everything about this movie. Like, this movie was awful.
It's so bad. This was as bad as I remember it being in a lot of ways, but man, there are a lot of parts that I did not remember from when I was a kid. Narrator's Dan Castellaneta. It's a Homer.
Frank Welker is...
He's done a million things.
Weird movie, man.
I do miss 90s end credits. Like, Louis D. Esposito is the first assistant director.
Yes.
Louis D. Esposito, for anybody who doesn't know, is the other producer for everything in the MCU. It's Kevin Feige and Louis D. Esposito. So that goes to show you right there, you can make a film like this, and then you can transition into being a part of the biggest film franchise in history. None of these lyrics have anything to do with Mario, of course.
I know. What is this?
Like I was saying about the end credits for 90s movies, there's always this sort of like, no matter what the movie is, it has to end in some kind of like love ballad or like an R&B song. Whether it, you know, you can watch like a movie like Rookie of the Year, or you can watch like How Stella Got Her Groove Back, and it's all going to have the same sort of end credits music. I do miss that. We need to go back to having that. There's not much that we should go back to when it comes to this movie, but maybe that's one of them. Or we should just have more movies like this that are just fucking whacked out crazy.
There's some tropes I miss about like 90s movies, like the credits. I miss the fun trailers, like the...
In a world.
Yeah.
But there's only one man that can stop him. One 51-year-old man. One man
is two men. Mario, Mario, and Luigi Mario. Coming this summer.
They're just a couple of plumbers down on their luck. And then it shows Landon being like, ah.
Bob Hoskins.
Aw, man, Scapelli. Da 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 da. I'm very curious when I see this movie for the new one coming out, if there are any references that I can get from this. I would have to, if I were working on the new Mario movie, I would have to throw at least one reference out there, whether it's something like you mentioned, like if Scapelli was brought up or something, like if Mario just goes like, you know, like, oh, I got a lot of people trying to get my service, you know, I don't want to lose anything to the Scapelli plumbers or something, or you know, if they ended up having like, I don't think that the song would pop up, for instance, but
like they did a lot of like, they've done a lot of references already. You know, we've seen references to the Super Mario Brothers Super Show and things like that. I think there's a chance that we see a Scapelli reference, or like a human Koopa reference.
Maybe some strippers.
That I don't think we're going to see.
Everybody walked the dinosaurs. So yeah, you think there's a whole theater full of kids listening to this song, dancing in the aisle.
Like, it wasn't really a kid's movie, though. That's what makes it weird. Like,
no, it's not at all a kid's movie. And I can't say...
Oh.
Hmm. That's pretty bad. And that's how they end it, too. They're just like...
Casual racism, yeah! Woo!
It's just throwing Miyamoto out there. Awful, awful, horrendously great movie.
I had a lot of fun watching this with you, Tony. Thank you.
We witnessed the classic.
We will never watch this again.
I'm pretty sure that I will never end up watching this movie probably again for the rest of my life.
You will never watch this movie again. We shared a beautiful moment together. Much like Daisy and Luigi's time together. It's over.
There's not too much that I could say that we didn't already touch on when it comes to the idea of just like, I fundamentally don't understand what they were going for when they were writing some of this stuff in here. Like, this is just not at all the movie that I could have ever imagined. And I wish that I could go back and remember a lot more of like my initial reaction as a kid. Cause I do remember thinking that this was fun. I remember being really confused. And I remember thinking like, this is not at all like the games. But this is also the time frame when it's like the Double Dragon movie and the Mortal Kombat movie and the Street Fighter movie and all that. So it was like, I guess I kind of understood already that, hey, an adaptation of a movie is not necessarily going to be the same sort of thing.
Like, unless you're Mortal Kombat, in which case you do take elements.
Yeah. Apparently, Christopher Walken was offered the role of Koopa.
Damn right he was.
Including another good group of people, Willem Dafoe, Michael Douglas, Tommy Lee Jones, Jeremy Irons, Al Pacino. Hoo-ah, I'm Koopa.
They just
offered it to anyone with a pulse. I think that's what happened.
They probably shopped it around, yeah. But for all the people that passed on this movie, some of them decided to do it. And then that's how you end up getting Bob Hoskins being like, fuck this movie and all everything. It's nuts. And it's good to go back in time and see the differences between some of these things, because, you know, rewatching something from 30 years ago at this point. Oof. This is brutal. Yeah. And hey, you know, rewatching this, we got to go into the new Mario movie thinking, oh, it's got to be better than that. And it's going to look so much better.
Like, they've already shown a great, because I was worried when Illumination got it. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know if it's going to be what I want it to be, but like, it's going to be great. Everything I've seen so far just lets me know that it's going to be absolutely tremendous.
Hopefully so. It at the very least has to be better than this.
There's no way, of course.
This movie has
alone have been better than this.
Yeah. This is a 29% on Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe that's even being generous.
I really want to know if, like, point blank, was that based off of Trump? And this is like way before, you know, Trump became Trump. Like, this is before he becomes like a pop culture icon in the 2000s. And it was just, a lot of things he did was just very skeevy. And it is based in New York. So it's like, it's believable that it could be Trump.
I feel like it kind of has to be, because I mean, Home Alone 2 came out, I think it's 92. Let's see, Home Alone 2, yeah, in 92. So if he's already at a sort of level of pop culture status that they're just throwing him in there as a little reference, like, oh, he's in the hotel. I mean, it's extremely similar in some ways.
And then really, in really creepy ways, too. Like, yeah, I'll use her later. Okay.
I mean, I don't think that they know necessarily some of that stuff, but a movie like this where you've got the de-evolution guns and trust the mushrooms and the fungus and all, and I don't know. I mean, I would love to. I might have to end up starting to do some deep dives now into, like, if anybody did any documentaries about this movie, like.
Oh, we're going to. I'm already looking, and we're going to just take that deep dive together, because this was an experience.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the experience, and if you did, drop your thoughts in the comments below of what you want us to do next. I'm anticipating that this is probably not going to be released on the channel until around the beginning of April, and by that point we'll have already watched Batman, The Doom That Came to Gotham. I might release it before that. I'm not entirely sure. So depending on when you're listening to this, either go back and check that out or stay tuned for this. Of course, when the new Mario movie comes out, I'm going to be doing at least like a little review point about that. Maybe we'll do something else. I don't know. As I mentioned before, hey, look, I have a lot of ideas for the Blueprint Project for superhero stuff, but maybe in some fashion I end up diving into, like, hey, what would I do for a Mario Brothers movie? Or how would I incorporate a whole cinematic universe of those characters or something? Nintendo is not something that I know as much about when it comes to, like, I'm not going to be able to quote you anything about Metroid, for instance. But if you'd like to get more of an opinion about that, let me know. Maybe we'll do more. Maybe we'll play some games or something. I don't know. Point being, if you want more, the best way that you can get more is to sponsor us through the Patreon, patreon.com/fanboysanonymous. Or if you are on YouTube right now, make sure that you hit that subscribe button and ring that little notification bell and hit the like button on this video. But also click on the thanks button and the join button to toss a little spare change our way and to help us keep the lights on and everything. Check out all the other content that's happening on fanboysanonymous.com, whether it is on the podcast side of things or it's just the editorials. If you're into pro wrestling, check out Smart Guy Moment. But if you are just want to follow everything under a mango tree, go to anthonymango.com. Follow me on all my social media accounts. Make sure that you're following Rob.
Yep, follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. I do want to say that a lot of times we talk about the Patreon and sponsoring, but genuinely saying that you want something, like show interest, and that will go so far. Because we are still a small channel, mm-hmm. you know, and knowing that there's people out there who would want to see more from us and hear our perspective on anything is guaranteed to get us to do some more content.
That's very true. So obviously, if you do have anything in mind, let us know and tell us what else you're thinking. I don't know. Maybe you go on the same weird mind-altering drug trip that they did when they ended up making this movie. And maybe you got some insights that you can fill us in on about weird production stuff or, you know, different, hey, you didn't catch that this is a little weird thing that happened in the movie or something. Whatever it is, keep the discussion going. And whenever we see you next, we're looking forward to that. But that'll do us in for this. Thank you for watching, as we mentioned before. And adios for now, everybody. It's time for us to geek out.